Hallelujah. Glory. You know, there's something that is said that there's a battle. You know, in the book of Revelation, it really shares that area where it talks about the woman who came forth to birth a son, and that the powers of darkness were there ready to destroy him. And you're talking about in the area of course, the Word of God is three-dimensional, past, present, and future. So even in the book of Revelation, when the Lord revealed certain things to John, there were so many things that were occurring at that time, but and even at that time, the things that had occurred already and things that were getting ready to occur. And one of the things that he was always talking about was about the woman carrying child, in other words, seed. And I want you to know that there is a seed war. Everyone say seed war.
Seed war.
There's still a seed war. That war is on the seeds. It's on the children. That's why there's abortion. It's a seed war. It's why there's the area of so many things that are occurring and people dying before their time or dying before they can fulfill what the will of God is or get in place. There's a seed war going on. And in this seed war, we've got to have an understanding that not only we are the seeds of the offspring of Christ, but at one time we were the seeds of the serpent. And I want to share a little bit about the seed war. And it was put on my heart to understand who we really are, because one of the things we've been talking about is how the enemy wants to steal your identity. And identity is lost when there's lack of relationship. Identity is lost when we stop searching deeper. So there's an area where you and I must maintain our identity and who we are. And you know, we don't even realize that the Holy Spirit is one who wrote the Bible. And we know, again, that there's more things than Jesus did than just what's written. And there's more than what is just written. But what is written is sufficient, isn't it? Amen. And we had shared already that there are individuals who just seek knowledge, but not God's presence. And seeking knowledge is just religion without God's presence. We want to seek God's presence because in His presence is everything. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding, everything is in His presence. So we don't want to be limited. But one of the things the enemy wants to do is prevent us. Now, grab hold of this. Even as a believer, we've been justified, haven't we? But one of the things the enemy doesn't want you to do is get progress from the justified state to the glorified state. I'm going to say that again. One of the things he wants to do is prevent you from progressing from the justified state to the glorified state. So one of the things he's going to try to do is corrupt the righteous seed within us. In the book of Genesis in chapter 1, and I want to, there's some things that, again, the Holy Spirit reveals powerful things. He puts things across our path, even in the area of interpretations and revelations and even definitions of certain things that the Holy Spirit will bring you. In the book of Genesis in chapter 1 and verse 26, is everybody there? Let's speak it together. And it says, then God said, let us what? Make. This word make means lesser. In other words, when you're making something, it's considered lesser or lower. Is everybody with me? Lesser or lower. I'm not going to go into all the Greek and Hebrew translations and stuff, but I'm telling you, the meaning of this word is associated with lesser or lower. So when God was talking to God, oh man, I don't get that. How many of y'all talk to yourself? Every one of you talk to yourself. I don't know why you're here. Everybody talks to themselves. You ever wonder who you're talking to? Some of us still don't know who we're talking to. Anyway. But anyways, God was talking to God, and he said, let us make man in our image. In other words, let us make a creation that's a little bit lower than us. Is everybody with me? And he said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let him have dominion over the fish, over the sea, over the birds, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. In other words, God created the earth and gave it to man. And he said, let us make man in our image. So God created, that word create now. So he says, okay, we're going to make them a little bit lower than us. Now we're going to make them lower than us. Now he says, we're going to create them. That means bring forth to existence. So God was saying, we're going to create man a little bit lower than us. Is everybody with me? We're going to bring them into an existence that they're going to be like us, but just a little bit lower. We're going to have them, allow them to rule. I'm going to set up a place in the garden. I'm going to show them about seed time. I'm going to show them about the herbs of the earth. I'm going to show them how to rule the earth. Amen? Now, when God said, I'm going to create them, I'm going to bring forth, what he was doing, he says, I'm going to bring forth human DNA. I'm going to bring forth a DNA that is going to exist in this world, in this realm. You know, every one of us has a DNA. Now, its structure may be, its basic, its foundation is the same of every one of us. There is a human DNA that doesn't change, but then there's individual DNAs for each and every one of us that have been, and the reason for those changes of DNAs is because of breeding. So, God said, let us make man lesser or lower than us, and we're going to create and we're going to bring forth them into an existence of human DNA. Everybody got it? Okay. And Genesis chapter 2 and verse 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam. And he slept. And the Lord took one of his ribs. In other words, he took a rib because what did it contain? DNA. And closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a man with a womb or a woman. Has everybody got it? Still the DNA. But the DNA was passed down by who? Adam. Because DNA, human DNA is passed down by the man, by the father. Has everybody got that? To be a human DNA. Is everybody with me? I didn't, you know, people are going, well, no, the DNA is a mixture. Listen, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about humans. Human DNA is passed down by the man, by the father. Then, of course, it's blended, and then there's certain DNA that has a structure because of different color eyes and so forth. Amen? Is everybody with me? And in verse 23, now look at this. And Adam said, this is now the bone of my bones and the flesh of my flesh. Why? Same DNA. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of what? Man. Now look at this. Therefore, man shall leave his father first. Why? Because he's the what? He's the carrier of the human DNA. Somebody got it? It started with the what? The father. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh or produce offsprings of human DNA. Is everybody okay? That's what he's talking about here. Adam was created a carrier of the human DNA. His rib was DNA taken out of Adam to bring forth a woman with the DNA so they could produce offsprings of this human DNA. So everybody got it. So they were worshipers of the Lord. They were glorified bodies. They were not of the flesh what we know now. Why? Because they were what? Eternal. It was an eternal DNA that God created. Does everybody got it? They were to live forever and rule the earth and produce offspring with no pain, no childbirth. And the world would have been ruled by, in fellowship with God, in worshiping the Lord eternally on the earth. But how many of you know God knows the end? In fact, he knows it before the beginning. Hello? Because he is. So for me and you, we have, okay, man, why didn't he do that? Why? Because he knew it all already. When he saw a beginning and an eternity. So we can't question what's what because he already knew it. You can try and calculate it and figure it out. Why didn't what this and how did this and it ain't going to work. Because you can't figure out God anyways. Hallelujah. And Genesis 3. Is everybody there? Okay, so we know that Adam and Eve fell, right? Because they took of the seed of the serpent. So everybody got it. So now they were going to die, weren't they? So they lost eternal spiritual life in that arena. They lost life. Eternal life on this side. Something occurred, though, because their DNA changed because they carried the seed now. Is everybody with me? Now, it wasn't the area that, in other words, if you were to put something, if you were to start taking certain drugs and chemicals and whatever, eventually it's going to start altering you. And you will pass it on to your offspring and DNA will begin to change. But there will be a certain structure of DNA. In fact, there are children that are, have certain syndromes and so forth that carry it because their DNA has been altered in some way or whatever. Incest can alter DNA in an area and certain things, certain chemicals, even vaccinations. People don't realize that. And it may not affect an individual then, but it can affect them 20, 30 years down the road. Hallelujah. So in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 14, after Adam and Eve fell, and we know because they were deceived by the certain serpent, well, Eve was, right? In verse 14, and the Lord said to the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle and more than every beast of the field, and on your belly you shall go. And you shall eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head and you shall bruise his heel. Now this is powerful because the seed of the serpent now is associated with human beings and hybrids, and we'll get to that in a minute. Human beings and hybrids are considering the seed now are considered seeds of the serpent. Why? You and I were now born in darkness, weren't we? We were considered the seed of the serpent. Is everybody with me? The seed of the woman was considered the seed of righteousness. Even though, now don't get me wrong, because everything came through the woman, didn't it? But there would be a seed that would become righteous through her, and there would be a seed that would be the seed of the serpent. And we see that with Cain and Abel, don't we? So in this, you and I were born in the area of opposing God. Everyone is now born to oppose God. That's why you must be born again. In Genesis 4, in verse 1, It says, now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain and said, I have acquired a man from the Lord. Cain was born first. He was the opposing seed. It came first. Why? Because you and I were born in darkness. Has everybody got that? Then she bore again, and this time his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. When the word says that God accepted the offering, it's because fire came down from God and took up the offering. Does everybody got this? Now, I want to bring something parallel to this, because when your offering to the Lord is acceptable, fire comes on your heart. Fire comes on your heart, and you change. There's a compassion. There's a desire. Something begins to happen to you because the fire of God touched your heart. Because why? He accepted your offering. When we praise and worship, there's that area to where he accepts our offering, and something happens where, man, you just get melted. There's that beauty of knowing that he's accepted your offering, and that fire comes on your heart. And the same thing that happened here. And of course, Abel was accepted, Cain's was rejected. Of course, we know that Cain's offering was not accepted because they were taught what offering to bring. It was supposed to have been blood, because the life of the flesh was in the blood. So the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry, and why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? In other words, if you do the right thing, your offering will be accepted. Could he do the right thing? No. He had the choice to do the right thing, but he couldn't do the right thing because he was actually a full-blown seed of the serpent. And we'll talk more about that. And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door and its desire is for you, but you shall rule over it. Now Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and killed him. Hello. So were humans created to kill one another? No. But the seed of the serpent, the full-blown seed of that serpent, will murder, will kill. Is everybody okay? So Cain became a full-blown serpent seed. Abel was the promised seed. And coming down his family line would be the promised seed that would strike the serpent seed. Just like what it was promised. Again, I share that God accepts the offerings, and when that offering is accepted, there's a fire that comes on the heart. Again, the seed of the serpent is now what we call humans and hybrids. You know, when there's a lack of fire in a Christian's life, they become religious. And they begin to go the way of Cain. What? Their offerings are no longer accepted. Why? Because they're really not giving an offering that is from the heart and pure. It's a fake offering. It's a counterfeit. It's an imitation. So their heart doesn't change. And they begin to go the way of Cain, aligning themselves with the curse of the serpent or Satan. in 1 John chapter 3. Seed war. Oh, the seed war that's happening. In verse 11 it says, 1 John chapter 3, verse 11 says, "For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was the wicked one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were what? Evil. And his brothers? Righteous." So there is a righteous seed and an evil seed, isn't there? In Genesis chapter 4, whoa! Thank you, Lord. Man, that felt good. Everybody wake up. Glory. Genesis chapter 4 and verse 25 is that, "And Adam knew his wife again, and she bore a son named him Seth, for God has appointed another seed for me instead of Abel, whom Cain killed. For as for Seth, to him also a son was born, and his name was Enos. The man began to call on the name of the Lord." So in this, the Lord replaced the promised seed that was killed. So everybody got it. And Genesis chapter 6, so we're talking about the seed of the serpent, right? And in that area where it's become full-blown. And man is now considered the seed of the serpent. Everyone born in this world is the seed of the serpent. That's why you must be what? Born again. So you are born of the seed of righteous. In Genesis chapter 6, "Now it came to pass when men began to multiply in the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them. The sons of God," these are called angels. They were also known as watchers. "Saw the daughters of men that they were beautiful. And they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit," in other words, my seed, so everybody got this, "shall not strive with man forever. For he is indeed flesh, yet his day shall be 120 years. There were giants." These giants were known as Nephilim. These were angels that came, that had fallen away from their abode. They came into the natural realm, put on flesh, and took offspring, and took women, all right, and went into the women and produced offspring. Does everybody got it? Is everybody okay? Amen. And we've got a lot of teachings on this, but, and I want to just want to hit a couple things. So these angels that put on flesh, their blood, of course, did they have blood? Did they carry a blood, you know? It was not from, it could not be redeemed. Does everybody got it? Because it was not associated with the what? Human DNA. Because the human DNA was transferred by the father of the human DNA. The angels that came in and took women and produced offsprings were producing offsprings called hybrids. They could not be redeemed. They were eternally damned. Is everybody okay? When the Lord killed With the flood, these hybrids, these offsprings, became demons, because that's what they were, disembodied spirits. And they roam the earth, and they like to enter people, and they still have the, and they get fed by emotions and so forth. But it says there were giants on the earth in those days, and also after, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. In other words, they were on the earth for a period of time. Then they began to take wives. They waited to what? It was populated. This is where your Greek mythical things, mythology, and all of these gods and goddesses, and they brought technology, they brought all kinds of stuff into this world. And their purpose was to remove man's dependency on God and to become gods themselves. Did they have power? Yes. This is where you hear about all aliens. Man, look at the ancient aliens. If you've noticed that every one of these tribes, the Incas and all the other stuff, they always got someone with what they call man wings and stuff like that, because they were able to descend. And they would bring technology. And they had technology. And I'm not going to get into all that right now. So we see that the Nephilim, fallen angels, produced offsprings. They were known as giants themselves. Then they produced offsprings that were giants. And after a period of time, after generation and generation, even though that they were killed in the flood, one of them, one of Adam's sons, married an offspring. Now, she wasn't a giant. Hello? She was probably beautiful and looked normal. But she was an offspring. She was a hybrid. Could not be redeemed. And continued on. And then some of them were giants. In fact, David, King David, he had to defeat the Philistines. And there were tribes, the Edomites and certain tribes that were all became a part of the hybrids. That's why God tried to kill all of these tribes. People thought, man, well, how can God be so vicious? Kill the kids! Kill everything! Why? They were hybrids. They couldn't be redeemed anyways. Some of them were full-blown serpent seeds. Some of them were hybrids. Has everybody got it? Hallelujah. Is everybody? And look at this and said, and those were the mighty. I want to read 4 again. And there were giants on the earth in those days, and also afterward when the sons of God, those are angels, Nephilim, came into the daughters of men, and they bore children to men. Those were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown. And the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only, and I'm going to say again, only evil continually. Why? Because the human race died off. They began to die off. And every one that was there now was associated as a hybrid or full-blown serpent seed. And only Noah was a righteous one. And his family. But again, Noah's son married a hybrid. That's why it was able to pass on through the flood and continue to this day. You know, it may be very difficult for us sometimes to realize, because we've seen so many sci-fi flicks and all kinds of stuff, and how they try to make jokes of they make jokes of it. But there are individuals that are on this earth right now, and I truly believe this, that their purpose, and they know they cannot be redeemed. Their purpose is to prolong judgment or to try and defeat, because they have a warped mind. Humans do not do certain things. Has everybody got it? There are things that are just happening right now globally that are individuals, again, the seed of the woman was of the of the seed of the woman was a seed that would come out. The seed would be a human seed or hybrid seed, and then there would be a righteous seed. Is everybody okay? I mean, we are seeing things right now that we're seeing people just say things that are just crazy. We're hearing and seeing things that are just unhumanistic. We are watching people chew one another, murder one another. I mean, it's just, this is not human reactions. You know what I'm saying? They're pure evil reactions. And some of these individuals are either hybrids or full-blown seeds of the serpent. I'm going to go a little further. Let's go to Ezra. Ezra. You never know who you're entertaining, do you? Hallelujah. Ezra. It's right after 2 Chronicles. Ezra chapter 9. Ezra was a prophet. Everybody there? And it says, when these things were done, the leaders came to me saying, the people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the peoples of the lands with respect to the abominations of the who? Canaanites. Hittites. Perizzites. Jebusites. Ammonites. Moabites. The Egyptians and the Amorites and also the Edomites, or, yeah, E-D-O-M-I-T, Edomites. Verse 2, it says, for they have taken some of their daughters as wives for themselves and their sons, so that the holy seed, come on, look at this, is mixed with the people of those lands. Indeed, the hand of the leaders and the rulers has been foremost in this trespass. Wow. He said, when I heard this, I tore my garment and my robe and plucked out some of the hair of my head and beard and sat down astonished. Go to Ezra chapter 10. So the holy seed had been contaminated. In chapter 10, in verse 10, then Ezra the priest stood up and said to them, you have transgressed and have taken pagan wives, adding to the guilt of Israel. Now therefore make confession to the Lord your God of your fathers and do his will. Separate yourselves from the peoples of the land and from the pagan wives, even though you've married them. Let them go. Does everybody see that? Then all the assembly answered and said with a loud voice, yes, as you have said, we must do. And Hosea 5:7. Again, some of these, remember these tribes were associated with hybrids. Remember when they went to the promised land in Canaan, the Canaanites, what did they see? Giants there. In fact, what they saw was giant grapes. Huge grapes. Why? Because they had technology. You know, you can look at all of these ancient things that are on there and how these stones are built. And they're amazing how these stones are flat surface, like there was some kind of machinery. There was. It was technology. And of course, they call it from aliens, but those were hybrids. Demons with technology. Part of Satan's angels. All those Satan's angels don't come anymore, because the ones that did come after the flood, after God destroyed the flood, then he took all those fallen angels, those Nephilim, and he bound them into hell until judgment. So any angel of Satan that puts on flesh that comes into the natural realm will be bound. In fact, Lucifer, Satan himself, will put on flesh in mid-tribulation. And after 3.5 years, the Lord will take him and chain him for 1,000 years. Is everybody all right? Hosea 5. Is everybody there? Seed War. Hallelujah. In verse 6, with their flocks and herds they shall go seek the Lord, but they will not find him. He has withdrawn himself from them. They have dealt treacherously with the Lord, for they have begotten what? Pagan children. In other words, either full-blown offsprings or hybrids. Now a new moon shall devour them and their heritage. Again, I want to share with you that after generations, they were no longer considered, they weren't just giants. Amen? I don't think that Noah's son would marry some ugly woman and so forth that had 6 fingers, 6 toes, and, you know, horns coming out of her head or whatever, looking strange. In fact, Noah wouldn't allow it. Noah was deceived himself. He didn't know his son had married a hybrid. So if it got by Noah, the woman had to look normal. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Now, did God know all this? Amen. Amen. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, in verse 19, it says, nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having the seal. The Lord knows those who are what? His. He knows those who are his, and he also knows those who are not his. That's why they freaked when he came into the natural realm. They knew who he was. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God. Stands having the seal, the Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Look at this. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also wood and clay. Some for what? Honor, and some for what? Dishonor. See, the Lord knew. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel of honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. So the Lord knows. He said that there will be those for honor and those for dishonor. There will be those who, remember, hybrids cannot be redeemed. So their whole function is to turn mankind away from God. Prolong judgment and hope that when their death of the flesh is on this side, Satan's kingdom will rule, because they're going to hell forever. Watch how Jesus exposed them. And even John the Baptist exposed them. In Matthew 23. You know, Jesus was no wimp, man, I'm going to tell you. There's a lot of woes in Matthew 23, and this is Jesus rebuking the Pharisees and Sadducees. Verse 27, it says, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead men's bones and uncleanness." Listen. He knew who they were. He knew that either they were hybrids or full-blown seeds of the serpent. "Even so, you also outwardly appear righteous to men, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the monuments of the righteous." In other words, they're leading people to worship statues and tombs, other events. "And say, if we had lived in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Therefore, you are witnesses against yourself that you are sons of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up then the measure of your father's guilt." What does he call them? Look at verse 33. Serpents. He calls them what? Serpents. Brood of vipers, meaning generation of serpents. "Can you escape the condemnation of hell?" Well, what was he telling? He knew exactly who they were. "Some of them you will kill." Oh, no. "Can you escape the condemnation of hell? Therefore, indeed, I send you prophets, wise men and scribes. Some of them you will kill and crucify, and some of them you will scourge in your synagogues and persecute from city to city, that on you may come all the righteous blood shed of the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel, the blood of Zechariah, the son of Becherah, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar." Listen, these were not true priests of God. These were hybrids or full-blown seed of the serpent. "Assuredly, I say to you, all these things will come upon this generation." Generation of vipers, indicating a DNA of Nephilim or the serpent seed. Has everybody got it? In John 8, John chapter 8, let's go to John 3 first. Or no, let's go to John 8. Oh, it's good to hear the pages turning on a Tuesday night. John chapter 8. Glory. Are you learning something? Look at verse 36, he said, "Therefore," John 8, verse 36, "if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's descendant, but you seek to kill me, because my word has no place in you. I speak what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have seen with your father." They answered and said to him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham." He was telling them, see, there was a lineage that came out of Abraham known as Ishmael. Has everybody got it? Esau. Edomites and so forth. These were enemies of God. But now you see, in verse 40, but now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth which I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You do the deeds of your father. Then they said to him, we were not born of fornication. We have one father, God. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the what? Devil. And the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. In other words, they couldn't, because they were either hybrids or full-blown seeds of the serpent. Has everybody got this? You know, an Edomite were associated with the hybrids. In fact, Judas Iscariot was an Edomite. Does everybody got this? He knew who Jesus was. His purpose was to try and destroy the seed. Does everybody got it? Look at John 6. In verse 70, somewhere around there. Look at verse 70. Jesus is with his disciples, right? What does he say? Jesus said to them, did I not choose you, the 12, and one of you is a what? Devil. What was he? He was either a hybrid, right? Because he came from the tribe Edomite that were hybrids. So his purpose was to infiltrate. In fact, there is no name of Judah of Judas Iscariot in any other righteous lineage or anything else. It's nowhere to be found. He spoke of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for it was he who would betray him, being one of the 12. And you are a devil. Again, Satan wants to stop us from the progressing from justified to glorified. He tried to stop Jesus. Then Jesus was what? Glorified. Amen? In Matthew 3, verse 4, it says, now John himself was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Now again, these were not flying locusts. No. Locust was associated like a nut. And again, this is where nut and honey cereal came from. It came from John the Baptist. In verse 5, then Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region around the Jordan went out to him and were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. Why? Because they were accepting redemption, weren't they? But a hybrid cannot be redeemed, can he? But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, what? brood of vipers. Seeds of the DNA of Satan. Who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Who warned you? Therefore bear fruits worthy of what? Repentance, and do not think to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. In 1 John chapter 3. Oh, hallelujah. The seed war. It's still going on. It's still happening. Now they have infiltrated government. They've infiltrated the financial. They've infiltrated. That's why you see everything that's happening. What you see happening is an infiltration of things that have changed. Trying to remove God out of everything. No matter what it is. Because they're either full-blown seeds of the serpent or hybrids. And their purpose is to try to prevent judgment and hope they can bring their king into place to overcome the King of Glory. But we know the end result. I want you to understand that a backslider, seed of righteousness, can be contaminated. Or he can actually, that seed of righteousness can actually be destroyed. If that person allows it. In 1 John chapter 3, in verse 8, look at this. What does it say? Or let's start at verse 7. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who what? Practice righteousness is righteous just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he may destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his what? His seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. But we know that people have backslidden, haven't they? Why did they backslid? Because they allowed a contamination of the seed of God. And what happens? The seed of the serpent begins to grow and take over. And it can come full blown. That person can die in that condition and go to hell. Is everybody okay? In verse 10, in this the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Remember, you and I were born with the seed of the serpent, weren't we? We were born again by the seed of Christ that's been placed in us. So we must protect that seed. Amen? Isn't a seed water to grow? Hello. So why doesn't the enemy want to try to get you out of fellowship so that seed can't be watered? Then he messes with you. Listen, the more he does it, the more easy it is to walk away from the presence of God. When it was at one time your life and fulfillment. See, he begins to set complacency and compromise where he says, look, you just need the word. No, you need his presence. The word should always bring you to his presence. If it's preventing you from to going to his presence, then that is religion. Because religion loves knowledge. Relationship loves presence. There wouldn't be much of a relationship if we just wrote letters to each other, my wife and myself. Hey, what are you doing today? Well, I'm wearing a dress. I'm doing this. I'm going here. See, this is all knowledge. But if we're not in each other's presence, there's no relationship. Does everybody understand that? And that's what religion does to mankind and believers. no presence, no relationship. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifested. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God. Well, if the seed of the serpent has been watered and strengthened, because the fruit of God's seed is righteousness, and righteousness not is being manifested, then the serpent is becoming more full-blown. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. Go to Psalm 8. Psalm chapter 8. Glory. Hallelujah. In verse 1 it says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained. Look at verse 4. What is man that you are mindful of him? And the son of man that you visit him? Who's he talking about? Us. You have made him a little lower than the... That angels is incorrect. The translation here should be Elohim. It should be what? Elohim. Where it says, the angels, you have made them a little bit lower than the angels. That is totally incorrect. That translation should be Elohim, which means continually God. In other words, you have made the humans a little lower than yourself, than God. Not lower than angels. Angels are not redeemable. Mankind is. God made me and you not lower than the angels, but just below him. Does everybody get it? See, this is what the enemy doesn't want us to know. He doesn't want to go get us from a justified to a glorified state. He doesn't want you to know the power and the authority and dominion that you have. Because as a man thinks, so he is. Oh, hallelujah. Look at, you have made him a little lower than Elohim. And you have crowned him with glory and honor. Verse 6, you have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. Hello. All things have been put under our feet. He repeats this again in Hebrews chapter 2. Go to Hebrews chapter 2. He confirms this. In verse 6, but one testified in a certain place, saying, what is man that you are mindful of him? Look at he confirms it. One is before the fall, and one is after the fall. Does everybody got it? One was before the fall when God created Adam and Eve, and the other one refers to after the fall. He reminds them, even though that they fell, they are now born again of the Spirit. What is man that you are mindful? The son of man that you take care of him. You have made him a little lower than the, it says angels here, which is incorrect, Elohim. You have crowned him with glory and honor and set him over the works of your hands. You have put all things in subjection under his feet. Look at this. He says, for in that he put all things in subjection under him, that him is not a capital letter. He left nothing that is not under him, but now we do not yet see all things put under him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower. He was not made lower than the angels. When Jesus came as man, he was made a little lower than God. Does everybody understand it? Because he was made like human, like me and you. For the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting for him, for whom all things and by whom all things, and bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will sing praise to you. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, here am I, and the children whom God has given me. Oh, that we may know who we are and not lose our identity and maintain the seed that's been placed in us and be prepared to see through and know that there are hybrids and are full-blown seeds of the serpent out there. And even a believer can go back into that condition, backslidden, allowing that seed to be contaminated. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. And we thank you for revelation. Let this be imparted and grow and bear fruit for your glory. And I want to thank everyone here and all of our viewers and all our listeners. And I encourage you to continue to go to the Eternal Library. It's a powerful website that encourages and strengthens and empowers you with not only the truth and revelation, but brings you closer to the Lord. So may the Lord bless you and keep you, protect you, provide for you, bless your socks off, go before you as a consuming fire, and grant you peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. And everybody said, Amen. Amen. Be blessed.